Lord, set this time for you to cast down your burdens. It's time to give it up. It's time for you to experience the joy of the Lord and His peace. Oh, we speak so well of His peace and His joy. But saying it's time now for my church, my people, to come and embrace the joy and the peace I offer them.
Amen.
Okay, it's not. We've been speaking it, but we haven't received it.
Amen.
Because we're still carrying the burdens around with us because we don't know how to put them down.
Amen.
We've been carrying them so long, we think, man, it's just part of life.
Uh-huh.
And God says, no, you don't listen to my word. He says, man, I want you to put them down. I want you to cast them down today.
Amen.
Give them to me. Well, how do I give God my burdens? By just turning your life totally to Him.
Amen.
To understand. To understand some of the things that you're trying to do, you're not to do. God does it. Sometimes we don't know where our part stops and God starts. And He wants you to learn His responsibility and yours. Because many is carrying a very heavy burden today because you blame yourself for everything that ever happened in the world. You're still blaming yourself for things that took place back years ago. And God says, I've forgiven you of that. Through the blood of my Son, I have forgiven that sin.
Amen.
I choose no longer to remember it, so forget it yourself.
Amen.
I'm not bringing it back to you, says the Lord. The adversary is bringing it back. Trying to shut you up, trying to shut you down. Just follow me. Follow me. And you say, oh, Pastor, that sounds so awesome, but it's so hard. When we totally surrender our will to the Heavenly Father, it's really awesome. What do we fight? We fight ourselves. Many of you here today, you've been charged so many years, you've had to do it all yourself. If you didn't do it and get done, and you carried all this responsibility of everybody with you, God said, nah, come on. You're my child. Let me wrap my arms around you. Let me strengthen you. Lay them things down. The Lord wants to revitalize His church, His people. He wants us to be as He once first started, when the Holy Spirit dropped. Wow. And here He is inside each one of us. You ever been somewhere, people was talking, you just want to say something? You don't have to be, I'm not talking about, you have to talk about the Bible even, but you ever been around someone talking all the time about the Pittsburgh Steelers? And inside of you, you just want to mention the Browns, you know, you just want, and finally you do, okay? That's what the Holy Spirit is. He is inside of us. And He is waiting. Oh man, let me take care of it. Let me take care of it. You know? Just open your mouth up. Open your mouth up. Let me come out. Man, He comes out in that praise, that worship, exalting the Heavenly Father. And His Spirit goes out. Man, it makes a difference. The lives around us.
Amen.
In your life. Jesus says it this way. In the book of Matthew. Yes, the tax collector, he had wrote it down this way. Documented it. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke, he says, is easy. He's saying, come back here, yoke. We are yoked together. We experience everything together. We are stronger together. That's what Jesus says. I mean, take my yoke. Hook yourself with me. Hook yourself with me. And let me help you. Too long we've been doing ourselves. Too long we haven't been hooked with the Master. Sometimes we don't because we think, well, this is so small of a detail or small of a thing. Why would God want to be involved in it? Mm-hmm. But don't you know this is small things that really whop you? Sneak up behind you and slap you big time? And to be yoked, I mean, when you yoke two oxen together, now I learned from Friday night not to call you an oxen. But when you yoke them together, they help each other. They walk in unison together. And they're controlled right now behind me. If I had a set of reins on me, somebody behind us would be controlling both of us. But together we have strength. Right. And that's the way we are with the Master. Come take my yoke upon you. Come and just interlock with me. I will strengthen you. The Holy Spirit will guide us. But we have a visual that God, we only need really God on the big things, that we can handle these little things ourselves. And then little things add up and add up and add up. Remember the old saying, that's the straw that broke the camel's back? Because the little thing kept piling up and piling up and piling up, and finally it broke the camel's back. And I have no idea why he was carrying straw in the first place. But you get so much of it, and finally it just breaks you. And Jesus says, "I take my yoke upon you. It is easy, my burden is light." And it used to be the rabbis had all these religious rules you had to follow. There were so many religious rules that you just got depressed. You couldn't do it all. It's like if you get up some morning, you had a list of 20 things that have to be done that day. How tiresome is that? You feel defeated when you get up, don't you? I'll never get it all done. I'll never get it all done. And so the minute you get out of bed and you start your Saturday morning, you're already defeated because you're wiped out too much stuff to do. And that's how it was back when the Master walked upon the earth. All these man-made regulations, you had to do this and do this and do this and do this. To browbeat people. Here comes Jesus. He didn't want religion. He wanted a relationship. God wants a relationship with us. Amen. And there he is standing in front of all the people who have been browbeating, man, we've got to do this. If I put it in a nutshell, Jesus, love God with everything you got. Love me. And love one another. But how about all the other stuff we got to do? No. I mean, I go to the Heavenly Father without doing all the other 25 things I got to do, prepare to walk into the temple through Jesus. His way is so simple, so meaningful, but very, very simple. Hear His word and follow Him. Can you get better instructions than Jesus Christ? No. You can't. You get anyone that loves you more than Jesus Christ? Find anybody to lay their life down for everybody when they're cursing them other than Jesus Christ? No. Truly loves and cares for us. So who do we want to follow? Jesus, right? Who do we care? Who do we care that says something about us? Who do we care the most? Isn't it Jesus? You know, we're loving our Lord and walking with Him. That's the number one goal in our life. And when insults come your way, and people don't want to talk to you, they reject you, yeah, we don't like it. But don't let it get you down. Don't let it change your love you have for people. Don't let it change the love you have for Jesus. And just as the Master did on the cross, He was still praying for all of us who were persecuting Him. May our hearts be the same way for those who are objecting to you. Continue to pray for them. Continue to let the Master intercede with them. You just done what you're supposed to do. As you bring them to the Lord, He takes it from there, amen? You know, we plant the seed at times. We water at times. We get so down and out our lives because we want it all done right now. That isn't how it takes. It's not how it works. Trusting the Master. When your hearts are heavy, say, oh, wait. Why is my heart heavy? Oh, my child isn't serving the Lord. Okay. We pray. We intercede for him. You can't get any more better than that. You allow God to work through you to pray back to Him that His will be done. Amen. You've done exactly what He's called you to do. And let the Lord take it from there. Amen. He knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. You know, we get so browbeaten down because the things of the world coming against us. We were like, hey, I love Jesus. I'm following Him. I'll do what He says to do. Oh, I got a burden today for Daryl. Well, Lord, I lift up Daryl today. Father, just touch him today. Give him strength and guidance today. Wow. In Jesus' name. I don't have to worry about Daryl anymore. You know, I've interceded for you. The Master, that's what Jesus is saying, man. He says, only yourself be weary. All you heavy laden, come to me. You know, most of the time that we get heavy laden on things is because we may have stepped outside the Word of God. Amen? We stepped out into areas that we should never be in. Ah, okay, we just said it earlier. Okay, turn around. Amen? Turn around. Man, we should be the most uplifted, joyful, smiling people in the whole world. Yes. Oh, we carry a great responsibility. What's that? Share God's love. That's an awesome responsibility, but that's a joy to do that. You know? Every opportunity, listening. Okay, Jesus, how can I bring in this conversation? How can I bring... And to me, again, I use this all the time, but you keep listening, and to me, I see this hand coming out from the ring, and somebody's getting ready to tag Hulk Hogan. You get in here! And we bring God's love into the conversation. Oh, wow! That's what He asks you to do. And they say, oh, I don't hear that. Okay. But you brought it forward, did you not? Don't walk away because you're upset or you're sad because they wouldn't let you go farther with it. Man, you did what Jesus did. You're obedient to Jesus. Christ would have done the same thing. We never saw Jesus grab somebody. Hey, listen to me. Were you? Now, He might have felt that way, but He didn't. Okay. I'll go on down the road. Somebody else will come along and do some more plowing. And we say we plow a person's heart and plant the seed. And how do you plow a person's heart? Through love. Yes. That's how you plow my heart. Meanwhile, I was a sinner. I did my own thing, think I was this righteous dude. You know what I'm saying? God sent love my way. That plowed my heart to allow that seed to be planted. Wow. If we just love one another, love the world, but not be in it, you've done your part. But we get so beaten down because we don't see the results that quick. Just have faith in the Lord. They said my word won't come back void, right? Amen. Amen. I mean, farmer goes out in the springtime, he plants his seeds, doesn't he? Having faith that seed company didn't lie to him. And that crop was going to come up. He don't sit there all day long looking at that field, waiting for something to pop up. He goes on about his business. Amen. Trusting the seed. Us the same way. Now, he might go back and fertilize it. Well, you might go back to the same person you witnessed to. God bring it back here and share it again, something else on it. Okay? Or you ever see the great big things like 80 feet long during the springtime spreading fertilizer? The farmer doesn't own that, but they have the company come and do that, okay? He planted the seed, here comes this big thing to fertilize. We plant the seed, someone else comes along and fertilize it. And over here, somebody else might have, in the drought season, bring the water in. But we've done our part. That's what he asks us to do. That should take the burden, this heaviness that we have. If that's part of it, if you're really down and out because someone isn't born again. Now, if someone that in your path and really got you down, my question, are you sharing Jesus with them? You know? Are you sharing Christ with them? You know? If you're not, then you're going to be a heavy burden because the Spirit inside of you, the Holy Spirit, says, oh man, come on, say something. Say something. I shared this the other day, but there's a guy named Penn. What's his last? Gillette. Anybody know Penn Gillette?
Like Penn and Teller.
Well, that was the next question.
Oh, okay.
Jeezy, peace, I think. No. She wrote, Penn.
I'm your helper.
In all things, rejoice to the. Yes, no, you're right. Penn and Teller. Everybody know Penn and Teller?
Yeah. Oh.
Penn is an atheist. He denounces God. There is no God. He doesn't believe in God. And there's a Christian man one time with really heavy burdens to go and witness to Penn. And he went and he started talking to Penn about God and about God's mercy and about Jesus. And he actually gave him a Bible. Now, Penn has nothing to do with the Bible. He don't believe in God. But this man kept saying, man, I'm so heavy burden. I'm so heavy burden for your soul. Man, I want you to come to Jesus. I want you to know Jesus Christ is love, you know. And Penn says, you know, I don't believe in God, but where this man was pouring on to me, and I was rejecting this, I felt his love. He says, that's the problem I have with Christianity. He says, truly, if Christians truly believe that a person dying without Christ is going to hell, they'd be more compassionate to share that. This man come to me, would not shut up. Now, I don't believe in God, but I have compassion for what he believes. So that's the problem I have about Christianity, because they don't do what they say. I mean, come on, he says. If a Mack truck was coming down the highway, ready to hit somebody walking along the road, and you saw it, would you not say, get out of the road, get out of the road? You do everything you would. You could to get out of the road. If Christians truly believe that someone dies without Christ, they'd be in hell. They'd be screaming that every day to people.
Amen.
Ray Comfort. Kirk Cameron. Anybody familiar? The Way of the Master or the Living Waters. Ray Comfort had a meeting with Penn one time. He just wanted to talk to him about this guy, because Penn put that on his website a few years ago. About man, but somebody, you know, what he believes that Christianity should be. So Ray wanted to go talk to him. Ray is a great evangelist, street evangelist. And he was talking to Penn about it. And Penn said, "I don't believe, you know, I don't believe in God. I do believe if Christians really believe what they say, that they would be doing this for people, and they're not doing it." And so getting done and getting ready to leave the hotel room where he's talking to Penn at, Ray Comfort goes, "Hey, God bless you." He says, "I don't receive that." God be with you is what he said. God be with you. I don't receive that. Penn says, and Ray goes, why do you mean you don't receive it? Well, if it was in the dictionary or if it was on Google, I would. But I don't receive that. There's no God. Ray says, well, it is in the dictionary. It is. So, old Penn gets out of this Google and goes, God be with you. He typed it in and it came up like 1600 of it. Actually, in the Google, recognizes God be with you as a salutation to Lee. He says, okay, I'll receive that, but not your God. So they walk outside, and Penn and his friends get ready to get in his limo, and Ray's following him outside, talking to him more about what he said about this semi, you know, about the semi going to run over top of you and stuff. And Penn goes, yeah, I truly believe that. He says, if you guys really believe in. He says, I have a lot of respect for you, Ray. Because you come and you talk to me, you're not giving up yet. I mean, I can see it truly. He can hear in Ray's voice. And please, come to Jesus, please. He wasn't condemning Penn. Come on. You know, God says in Romans that everybody knows there's a God. Come on, please, please. And Penn kept rejecting it. And Ray says, well, I really believe what you said about that semi. He says, I believe it too. If you guys thought there really was, I mean, Christians, that there truly was a hell and people was dying to it, you wouldn't waste so much time thinking about yourself, you think about others. Ray says, well, Penn says, I got to go. So Ray says, one more thing. No, I got to go. He turned around and walked out right in front of a semi. And a big truck. And he had to put it on his tires, squeal the tires, came within that much of hitting Penn. His eyeballs were this big. He got in the car and left then. But how much more Can someone witness to Penn about God? You know? But what really touched him was people were willing to share this out of compassion for him. Now, he's still today, he's still an atheist. But they did the best they could. How close he is, I don't know. So I guess our question today, this burden we have, is the share of Jesus. Now, sometimes you get a heavy burden for someone, he wakes up in the middle of the night to pray for. But sometimes the burden is, man, I didn't do what he wanted me to do. I had the opportunity to share Jesus, and I got scared today. I was afraid to open my mouth up. Yeah? We've all been there, right? We just something shuts us down. But man, don't be afraid. The Spirit of God that lives in us, that Holy Spirit, as you hear the Word of God, and you study the Word of God, and you're in prayer, it's stirring inside of you. It wants to come out. I'm not sure what I'm going to say. We just say something. You know? I had a situation, I was helping a guy the last 3 months with a court proceeding he had. And I saw that he truly wasn't guilty of anything. But I guess through the court proceedings. And during the proceedings, I kept saying, man, come to church. Come hear the Word of God. Yeah, I don't mind taking that judge. We've got another judge coming, you know. Always reject. And so Friday, he's getting ready to leave. I invited him, yeah, come to church again. He said, I got to work. I said, okay. So he's walking out the door. I grabbed the phone at the church. And I grabbed it. And I said, yes, Your Honor. Yes, Judge. Hey, hang on. And the guy stopped us. Yeah, 5 minutes? Yes. I said, hey, man, we got to go back in front of the judge. What? Boy, his heart started beating, he's sweating and stuff, because he's just rejoicing because he threw the charges out. I said, man, we have to go in front of the judge. Oh, my land. And get ready to go. And I said, well, just sit down here for a minute. And he sat down. He says, Judge, come here. I said, no. I'm kidding you. Judge never called. What? But I said, there's another judge you're going to stand before one of these days. And look how nervous he was going back in front of an earthly judge. But there's a judge that we're all going to stand before someday. Mm-hmm. Either heaven or hell. But God loves you so much. This isn't about this earthly judge. It's more of about him. And I called my aunt. I've known you for 45 years. God loves you. And I'm telling you, as we had this conversation, the Spirit of God fell. And he started crying. And crying. And I said, you know, you need to think about these things. And I stood up and started to take a step back. And the Spirit of God said, you're not done yet. And he just stood up, grabbed over me, started crying. He said, yes, I want Jesus. So I stood back right where you're sitting at back here. We prayed and accepted Jesus Christ as the Savior and Lord. After all them years of running from the Lord. And that, isn't that us? Weren't we all running at one time? But the opportunity was there. And I could have kept my friend, see you later. But no, that burden, that was a heavy burden there that day to share the gospel. He's working today, he would be here. But not allowing those moments to escape us. And I tell you, as you allow God to work through you more and more, man, I just lift you up. Amen. Just lift you up.
Amen.
So we got to make sure that the burden that we feel, that they're not the burden that we brought on ourselves. Amen. I gotta turn the slide up. That's fine. But if we, as we follow Jesus, follow His Word, man, those burdens are leaving because we know we're doing exactly what He wants us to do. My wife, we went for supper today. Oh, I want French fries and cheeseburger, and pickles. Okay. But if she starts cooking some of the healthy stuff you feed me once in a while, you know what I'm saying? She's going to be kind of nervous about it. Oh man, I know he wants this, but this is what he really, really wants. But when I get to the point where I get home and the dinner's ready and I look at it, she says, well, you need this. It'll keep you healthier, keep you around longer. But then I appreciate that. Okay? She had a burden there that she knows what she's going to do wasn't what I wanted, but that's what I needed. Our burden can be the same way. We know what we need. We know what others need. And as we give them Jesus, even though they may not want it, as we give it to them, we feel better in our hearts. Amen? I mean, she fed me 20 pounds of bacon that day and watched my heart get clogged up, you know, but she wouldn't do that. So doing the right thing sometimes might not be the most popular things. But take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's the awesome thing. He says, learn from me. So learning is a process, right? It should be a ongoing process. Learn from me is what he says. And so as we hear the word of God and we determine, I'm going to follow Jesus, man, we do as he wants us to do. We learn that, man, there's a peace that comes over us and a joy that comes over us that the world cannot give it to us. So we follow him. In Hebrews 4:9, he tells us, but you know, I know you get tired. But in Hebrews 4:9, it says that there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. A Sabbath rest for the people of God. Now the Sabbath rest, if you look at creation time, God worked for 6 days, sat down on the Sabbath, and rested, okay? He had completed everything that he wanted to do. And I know sometimes you read scripture, you read the commandments about the Sabbath and honor the Sabbath. But we had to realize on the Sabbath is when we went to the temple to worship. Amen? We went from Friday night to Saturday night. That's the Sabbath. We think sometimes people think Sunday is the seventh day of the week, but it's the first day of the week. They have to go, and you know, on the Sabbath you couldn't do anything. You could not build a fire, cook, couldn't clean, nothing. Everything had to be done before 6 p.m. on Friday evening till 6 p.m. Saturday evening. You had 6 days to work, that day to rest. Because you went to the temple, you met up with God. Okay? And the priest was one that it was an in-between guy, if you can say it that way. Everybody follow me on that? I want you to understand this. This takes some of your burdens away from you, I believe. Some of your guilt, maybe. But when Christ, when he died on the cross and rose up from the grave, went to heaven, the Holy Spirit came. And that Spirit of God dwells in us. Think of that. You don't have to go anywhere to have a conversation with God. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hear me, church? You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That Sabbath day rest today is already in you. You are to rest in the Lord every day of the week. Think of that. You know, oh man, I get to church on Sunday, I'll confess my sin. No, he's already there with you. Forgive me, Lord. Wow. He's already there with you. We are to rest in the Lord every day. Rest in the knowledge you've been reconciled with the Heavenly Father. Rest in the knowledge knowing that, man, he has heard your cry as a born-again Christian. We gather here on the first day of the week. Why? Because they all got kicked out of the synagogues and temples. They all rejected Jesus. They wouldn't let them in. So they gathered what? On Sunday. Why? That's when the Master rose up from the grave. That's why we gather here on Sundays. We gather here on Friday. There's not a certain day you have to gather in. It's gathering really every day. Christ is with you. We come together on Sundays here, Fridays here, Wednesday here to encourage one another. The old law said this. But we have the old covenant. We have a new covenant that daily now, as a born again Christian, Jesus Christ dwells in us. So saying that is awesome also, but remember there's no days off. He's with us. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. This God that dwells in us never takes a nap. Isn't that awesome? I know what it would be like years ago that you had to wait even for the whole year, for the time of the Passover, wait the whole time in order to go to God. And man, we do it today, right now. Wow. I mean, that makes me happy. I don't know, rest of you, awesome. You know? I know one part of you think, man, he sees all things and hears all things. That can make you nervous if you're doing things you're not supposed to be doing. But when we're complying with him, it's awesome. Man, Lord, I know wherever we go today, you're with me. You are with me. You're there to strengthen me. I'm not in this thing by myself. Oh, you ever go to a bar? I mean, you used to, right? You ever go to a bar and you have some buddies with you? And one guy's really mouthing off another guy. Well, let's take it outside. Yeah, I'll go with you. You walk outside, open the door up, you turn around, and nobody else is with you? Well, Jesus ain't like that. Wherever you go, He's with you. Amen. He doesn't establish Himself in you and then abandon you. You know? I mean, I don't think He really wants you to be involved in a bar fight, but He'll be there giving you wisdom how to get out of it, you know? Gives back that song, turn around and run! Get out of there! Okay? But He never abandons you. How great. Think of you. The living God dwells in you. He wants to. He wants to strengthen you, encourage you. He wants to guide you. He wants you to be all that He created you to be. Amen. See, we can't do nothing on our own. Amen. But with Him, man, we can. That's why He wants to assure you of that. If you have a heart for God, there's nothing impossible for you. I shared last week for a moment, you know how you go and you sign up for something and they give you all this equipment. Okay? You know, I went to law enforcement, they gave me everything I needed. Okay? They didn't walk down the street passing it out. You know, we didn't go around passing out AK-47s, everybody wanted one, you know what I'm saying? But when you come and say, man, yes, I've decided I'm gonna be law enforcement, I'm gonna get this calling on me. Everything I needed was provided for me. Folks, you have a desire for God, and you're gonna be here this morning. In the same way, God will provide everything that you need for this walk that He's calling you to do. We just give Him the heart, the rest of it He gives to us. Do not reject what He wants to give you. And do not reject what He wants to take away from you. You know, law enforcement, they gave me everything I needed. You know, they never once offered me a new upgraded model of gun. I turned it down. Oh, no, I'll keep my slingshot. No. But maybe as they gave me that gun, then they wanted me to do something else. Give us something. What? Give us 10 pounds of your weight. Get in shape. Okay. God's the same way. Everything that we need for this walk that He's called us to do, He'll provide. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of His Word. Don't be afraid when it says, hey, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can. We can overcome anything, any obstacle in our life, if we have a heart to do that. Okay? Too many times we try to do this obstacle jumping on our own merit and not with Jesus. And we might get over the obstacle the first time, but it's still in our life down here. With Christ, He'll remove that completely from your life. The Spirit of God is that strong to do that. Under attack? Yes, you'll be under attack. Spiritual attack. There's no greater weapon than the name of Jesus. The blood of Christ. And your obedience. We can sit around and complain that, man, this is going on, this is going on. Okay. Well, where you at with the Lord? Oh, man, I got baptized 40 years ago. But where you at with the Lord? Okay. Are you following Him? To follow Jesus is to follow the Word of God, because Jesus is the living Word of God. And everything He shares with us is for our own good. And we come to know Him as Savior and Lord, He takes the burden away. And the last scripture for the day, you find Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 28 and 29. Isaiah 40 verse 28 and 29 says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, He increases power. Wow. Through His Word, we say, man, I'm just too tired. I'm ready to give up. No. Hang on, man. Hang on, He says. God never becomes weary, never becomes tired. So Lord, I'm out of my own strength, but I need your strength that's inside of me to take me to the next step. Strengthen me today, Lord. And God's word will give you strength. Sometimes that word shows you where he brought you from. Then it shows you where you're going to. And it'll show you the things that he has accomplished through you that you forgot. We all get those moments like, man, can I do that? I'm done. I'm tired. I'm burnt out. I guess we call it burnout. Anybody else ever get burnt out on anything but walking with the Master? You know, one of the things I have here that helps fuel me, because I'm no different than you, right there. Right there on that wall keeps me going a lot, because those folks there, our loved ones and friends and family members and people we may have never met, through here and through the blood of Jesus, they've confessed Jesus Christ as Savior, Lord. I have a blessed hope of seeing those folks again because of Jesus Christ, because of a part of the ministry here, because of you guys, because of the testimonies of Jesus. Okay? Some of them may never have come to know Jesus Christ if this door here wasn't open. I don't know. We haven't been in the right place at the right time when the harvest is ready and God used us. That keeps me going at times. You know? We all need encouragement, do we not? Yes. Yes. He gives me strength. Okay, come on, start here one more time. Who's coming today? Look at Friday. My friend gave his life to the Master. That's awesome. You know? So yeah, I can do it one more time. That same way helps me, strengthen me to keep my mouth shut at times, right? You just want to tell somebody, you've had enough, I'm going to tell them what I think. No. Seriously, Starkey? Jesus says, hey, that's my mouth. Are you sure you want to say it that way? Yeah. Yeah, sometimes your mouth can get in trouble, right? We're still in the flesh. But he said, take every thought captive. So, man. Hey, Lord. Oh, sometimes going outside, screaming down the alley. And you come back in. But however you ought to release it. But just remember, he will give us strength. One more day. And when you're hearing the news, you get, oh, man, how bad. May it just be a motivation to pray more. Pray for the eyes of those who are closed. Pray for those who are walking in darkness. Pray that their eyes and ears be open. God's desire is not one person would ever perish. May our hearts never get so cold that we say, oh man, let them all go to hell. May our hearts never get there. May God's compassion that he has put in us and the forgiveness he has offered us, because we at one time we were all walking in darkness, may that motivate us to pray and share his love with those around us. Amen. And encourage one another. Amen. Yeah. Well, may the good Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face toward you and grant you peace. And may you walk continually in the victory that Jesus Christ gave us at the cross. And may truly your hands, your feet, your mouth, and ears, and your eyes be blessed, be open, and be used by the Lord as he strengthens you. And may the promises that he says, I will never forsake you or leave you, rest upon you, guard your children, and the generation that's coming behind you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.